This is the reading for August 13, Ecclesiastes chapter 2. I said to myself, I will try having fun, I will enjoy myself, but I found that this is also useless. It is foolish to laugh all the time, and having fun doesn't accomplish anything. I decided to cheer myself up with wine while my mind was still thinking wisely. I wanted to find a way to enjoy myself and see what was good for people to do during their few days of life. Then I did great things. I built houses and planted vineyards for myself. I made gardens and parks, and I planted all kinds of fruit trees in them. I made pools of water for myself and used them to water my growing trees. I bought male and female slaves, and slaves were also born in my house. I had large herds and flocks, more than anyone in Jerusalem had ever had before. I also gathered silver and gold for myself, treasures from kings and other areas. I had male and female singers and all the women a man could ever want. I became very famous, even greater than anyone who had lived in Jerusalem before me. My wisdom helped me in all this. Anything I saw and wanted, I got for myself. I did not miss any pleasure I desired. I was pleased with everything I did, and this pleasure was the reward for all my hard work. But then I looked at what I had done, and I thought about all the hard work. Suddenly, I realized it was useless, like chasing the wind. There is nothing to gain from anything we do here on earth. Then I began to think about being wise and also about being foolish and doing crazy things. But after all, what more can anyone do? He can't do more than what the other king has already done. I saw that being wise is certainly better than being foolish, just as light is better than darkness. Wise people see where they are going, but fools walk around in the dark. Yet I saw that both wise and foolish people end the same way. I thought to myself, what happens to a fool will happen to me too, so what is the reward for being wise? I said to myself, being wise is also useless. The wise person and the fool will both die, and no one will remember either one for long. In the future, both will be forgotten. So I hated life. It made me sad to think that everything here on earth is useless, like chasing the wind. I hated all the things I had worked for here on earth because I must leave them to someone who will live after me. Someone else will control everything for which I worked so hard here on earth, and I don't know if he will be wise or foolish. This is also useless. So I became sad about all the hard work I had done here on earth. People can work hard using all their wisdom, knowledge, and skill, but they will die and other people will get the things for which they worked. They did not do the work, but they will get everything. This is also unfair and useless. What do people get for all their work and struggling here on earth? All of their lives, their work is full of pain and sorrow, and even at night, their minds don't rest. This is also useless. The best that people can do is eat, drink, and enjoy their work. I saw that even this comes from God, because no one can eat or enjoy life without Him. If people please God, God will give them wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But sinners will get only the work of gathering and storing wealth that they will have to give to the ones who please God. So all their work is useless, like chasing the wind. Isaiah chapter 11. A new branch will grow from a stump of a tree, so a new king will come from the family of Jesse. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon that king. The Spirit will give him wisdom and understanding, guidance and power. The Spirit will teach him to know and respect the Lord. This king will be glad to obey the Lord. He will not judge by the way things look or decide by what he hears, but he will judge the poor honestly. He will be fair in his decisions for the poor people of the land. At his command, evil people will be punished, and by his words, the wicked will be put to death. Goodness and fairness will give him strength like a belt around his waist. Then wolves will live in peace with lambs, and leopards will lie down to rest with goats. Calves, lions, and young bulls will eat together, and a little child will lead them. Cows and bears will eat together in peace. Their young will lie down to rest together. Lions will eat hay as oxen do. A baby will be able to play near a cobra's hole, and a child will be able to put his hand into the nest of a poisonous snake. They will not hurt or destroy each other on all my holy mountain, because the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the sea is full of water. At that time, the new king from the family of Jesse will stand as a banner for all peoples. The nations will come together around him, and the place where he lives will be filled with glory. At that time, the Lord will again reach out and take his people who are left alive in Assyria, North Egypt, South Egypt, Cush, Elam, Babylonia, Hamath, and all the islands of the sea. God will raise a banner as a sign for all nations, and He will gather the people of Israel who were forced from their country. He will gather the scattered people of Judah from all parts of the earth. At that time, Israel will not be jealous anymore, and Judah will have no more enemies. Israel will not be jealous of Judah, and Judah will not hate Israel. But Israel and Judah will attack the Philistines on the west. Together they will take the cities from the people of the east. They will conquer Edom and Moab, and the people of Ammon will be under their control. The Lord will dry up the Red Sea of Egypt. He will wave His arm over the Euphrates River and dry it up with a scorching wind. He will divide it into seven small rivers so that people can walk across them with their sandals on. So God's people who are left alive will have a way to leave Assyria, just like the time the Israelites came out of Egypt. Isaiah chapter 12. At that time you will say, I praise you, Lord. You were angry with me, but you are not angry with me now. You have comforted me. God is the one who saves me. I will trust Him and not be afraid. The Lord gives me strength and makes me sing. He has saved me. You will receive your salvation with joy as you would draw water from a well. At that time you will say, praise the Lord and worship Him. Tell everyone what He has done and how great He is. Sing praise to the Lord because He has done great things. Let all the world know what He has done. Shout and sing for joy, you people of Jerusalem, because the Holy One of Israel does great things before your eyes.